Hello everyone, welcome again to another episode of Seated in Lemonade. Seated. One day we're gonna write a song. We're going to write a song one day. But yes, you're welcome to another episode of Seated in Lebanon. As always, we're very, very excited and happy and glad that you took that you're taking our time rather to listen to this episode. We don't take it for granted, so thank you so much. For the shares, for the listens, for all the love, for the comments. God greatly, greatly, greatly bless you. And I hope that you're doing good. I hope that you're doing absolutely, absolutely great. And yeah, how are you, first of all? I feel like I should ask, how are you? How's your day going? How has your week been? I hope that you're staying in the presence of God. I hope that you are glad. I hope that you're fine. I hope that everything is working out for your good. Yeah. Today's episode is, of course, very fireful. I'm hot already. I'm already pretty tired. I'm sorry. But yes, today's episode is really, really, going to be such an amazing one. I'm already excited. I'm sure you're excited too. And we have a very special guest. Oh, I know I always say very special guest, but hey, Kai, I need to look for synonyms for special. I'm sorry. I need to look for other synonyms because this word, like, we have very spectacular, special, amazing, fireful woman of God in our house, on our seats tonight, today. And she's here to help us with this topic. So I'm gonna give her the opportunity to introduce herself.
Hey, Kai. Okay, my name is Ajibai Deborah Abimboa. I am a medical doctor and currently doing my residency in anesthesiology.
Sorry, I'm not the only one that heard that. Somebody. Oh my god. Yeah. Celebrate Christmas. Bless God.
Thank God.
My that all?
That's all I have to say.
Hey.
Or if you have questions, because these things I need to like draw from me like this.
She's from Nigeria. Did you say you're from Nigeria?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but she's also from Zion. She's also a Russian,
yes. Almost Russian.
Almost Russian. Woo! Shy. You guys, Grace. And she's also a fireful. You guys. Kai,
God is good.
God is very good. She's a very fireful woman of God. I'm not even kidding. Like, no, she's very worded, and you see, she's a woman of depth. Her well is deep, and there's water inside.
Amen.
You see, but yeah. So today's episode. Before today's episode, so remember last episode I said there was something we were going to start, which is called the Reflection Corner, and it's going to basically just be, well, a question that I'm going to give the guest, and we're just going to reflect upon it together before going into the actual thing we're going to talk about. So, mommy, are you ready?
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry. Okay, so the question for this week is, what is something that happened recently, or that has happened recently, or that's happening recently, that changes the way you look at life?
What has happened recently?
Or has happened recently? It could be today, or not even recently. Something happened once that changed your outlook on life.
I won't say changed, or like this thing that I'm thinking about. I would say reinforced, actually, how I, and it's quite simple. It's that God's ways are not our ways. His plans are not our plans. Many are the things that we would think would have our own plans, and then God would just swoop in last minute and just change everything. And I'm like, what? Why? Why? But yeah, just shows that he's God, and I'm learning that every day more and more. And yeah, God's ways are not our ways. That's the simplest way to put it. Because if I start to go in depth, that might be today's episode.
Oh yeah, that's very, very deep. God's ways are not our ways. Oh my God. I was going to even say something that changed my outlook on life, but honestly, I think that you...
Yeah, please share.
No, like, that's it. God's ways are not our ways. Like, literally.
And his plans are not our plans.
Are not our plans.
Yes.
Oh, no, his plans are really not our plans. So, I guess the lesson in this is go for God's ways and go in his way. His way is the best way,
mm-hmm.
I guess. There was something I was... I was not asking God for it. I was just frustrated because it was not happening the way I thought it would happen.
That's it. Because you are working with your plans and you expect him to fit into
your plan, yeah. Mm,
it's not and gonna then, do that.
Yeah, I remember I cried though.
I mean, that's how I deal, really.
Really, I really cried and cried and cried. In fact, I was not crying. I was like, God was just like, wipe your eyes
and move on.
Move on, really. And then when it finally did happen, my God, I was like, thank God, actually, thank you, sir, for right. not following. Because honestly,
for not listening to me,
really, seriously,
and letting me strong arm you into fitting into my own plans, mm-hmm. because. I mean, I usually hear that people will say he knows the end from the beginning. He knows, he's mm-hmm. everywhere. He's the beginning and the end. So how can you be arguing? You cannot see past your nose.
Yes, exactly.
So uh-huh. why will you not just wait for the one who knows, who is way mm-hmm. older than you and has seen things? I don't remember the person that said it's like your current situation are like experiences to God. So mm-hmm. it's like he has seen it. Generations before you were born, and then he knows what it would eventually lead to. So just calm down for Jesus, literally.
Calm down for Jesus. I love that. Wow, amazing. Kai, God bless you, Ma. Thank you, Ma. I appreciate it. Okay, so today's episode is about consecration. I was telling you that. I didn't know how many people had, you know, because we are in such a, like, okay, I want to say we are in, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but because we are in a fireball zone, we all talk about it to each other. So if someone mentions it, someone knows what they're talking about. But for this episode, I had to go out and ask, and I realized a lot of people do not, first of all, even know what it means.
Mm.
People who have an idea about it do not completely understand the essence of it, first of all, and then how to go about it. There are people who probably are trying to, what's the word? Enter into another person's, or because this person did this, they would do it. Because, for example, many people can say, I fast or I pray 8 hours every day, and mm-hmm. you know, they want to do that because they believe that
I come up from anatomy class or yeah. have something to do in the evening.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of it's a subject that, I mean, for us, we sort of have an idea,
mm-hmm.
even though not completely.
We're all learning,
yes. But it's something that I believe should be talked about.
Man, Kai, it's a deep man.
Please. God. Yeah. So first of all, what exactly is this? Is this consecration thing? Are there other words for it? No, I don't know if that's the question. But like, is it
like synonyms? You mean?
Yes. Something else that you can or a way to explain it that would. Be relatable.
Okay, so I picked someone's brain on this, mm-hmm. our very own minister. I told him I was going to quote him. Minister Vershima. I celebrate mm-hmm. grace, my minister.
I celebrate grace to sir. Let's go.
So he said in one word, he would say it's obedient.
Mm.
But before we even, I mean, you have to obey something that, I will not say have to obey something that you know, but you have to know what it is that is required of you to obey.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say consecration, in other words, is commitment. It's sacredness. Mm-hmm. The Bible verse that I would associate with this is the one in 1 Corinthians, I think. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, I wrote it down. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. It's the one that says, come up from among them and be separate. I don't remember where I heard this. Maybe it's Minister Lewis, also Apostle Selman. He said, when you're talking of consecration, it's abstinence from something and commitment to another thing. So you can't just abstain from something and, like, there shouldn't be a void or emptiness. Yes. You have to fill it with something.
Something else.
Yeah, so you stop something and you start doing something to replace that thing that you used to do.
Wow, that's amazing. So, like, could you sort of, like, give an example?
So, like I said, consecration is not just, you know, stopping something. For example, you are a sinner, but you have repented and given your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's now that you're in Christ, what is that thing that you would use to feel? The things that you used to do before. For example, if you're someone who was in the world and used to maybe listen to worldly music, your consecration could be that you would stop listening to worldly music and replace it with gospel music. If you're someone who really loves music, gospel music that you can listen to, that, I mean, it's just, I'm speaking from experience. I love music a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I noticed that it's not all songs that I listen to. Even those worldly music, I would listen to maybe a particular one. There could be other ones that are ringing at the time, but it's like, if I have like 5 songs, that's it. And I would learn the songs and know them by heart.
Yeah.
And so it is to it.
Gospel.
You know, gospel music. It's not everything that you have to listen to or that you should listen to. So, yeah.
I'm so happy to be a woman of the spirit. I respect. I'm so happy because of all music. Because one of the questions that someone asked was actually, is worldly music bad? And I remember asking business and ask questions like, is this supposed to be part of the topic? And so I'm so happy that I'm really happy that you touched it. Yeah, so that would be your consecration. Could be your consecration if you were once. Yeah, that's amazing.
But like, I think I would understand that person. It depends on maybe where you currently stand. For somebody who is outside of Christ, they don't see any reason. They don't even recognize that it's something that they should not do, because in their current state, it's normal. Once you have been translated from, you know, the other side, basically, and now you are in Christ, the Holy Spirit now begins to, you know, convict you and tell you that if you are genuine about it, not just, you know, saying it on your lips, but it's not coming from your heart. If you are someone who is genuinely interested in knowing God and serving His purposes, the moment you make that decision, that conscious decision that I no longer want to do this, I want to see what's on the other side means. And I think that was it for me too. When I first gave my life to Christ, it was like, what is it that these people are talking about? What is it? And it took me a long time before, you know, all these things started to make sense. I mean, even after I gave my life to Christ, I would still find myself listening to worldly music or doing the things that I said I wouldn't do. So, yeah, you have to first of all know why it is important not to do the things that you used to do.
Yes.
And why you should now adopt this new lifestyle.
That's very, very true. I actually absolutely agree. So if you don't know the why, you actually will not even be motivated to do
exactly.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you, Mel. So now that you've spoken about the why do we need to be consecrated? Okay, now let's go. I don't even know where to go from here to deep or to call back, because I mean, let's go to sort of like instructions from God. For example, how to use food, but I feel like you come from
me. Use food, man. And drag me.
drag myself. Oh, God. For someone, your consecration, the Lord could tell you to fast on a particular day, to a particular time, every week. For someone who does not, like, how do I put this question? I want to ask the why. Why consecration?
Consecration, Yeah, another definition for consecration, or another way to explain it, is that it's, I think also it was Apostle Selman that said this, that it's the kind of restraining force that keeps you in check,
mm-hmm,
keeps
mm-hmm.
you within your boundaries, because mm-hmm. the Lord knows you even yes, more than you know yourself.
Yeah.
And he knows that if he leaves you on a leash, if he lets you just go all out, you would mm-hmm. fall.
Yes.
So for somebody who likes food, or for somebody who he knows that cannot control themselves around food,
mm-hmm.
he will tell you to fast on specific days. He could tell you to fast mm-hmm. on specific days, or every day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe yeah. don't eat until 12 p.m.
Every day. Yeah,
don't eat
true.
Until 3. Every day. Mm-hmm. And not because you're really fasting to pray mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. seek his face.
Yeah.
It's like a form of training that he's taking mm-hmm. you through.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you eventually get to a place when you now need to fast, food will not be your stumbling block. They could be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the one, because I mean, if you're a married person, a woman in mm-hmm. this case, and then your content, God has instructed you that every day for maybe 6 years, 6 months, don't eat. You won't, that's not your husband's consecration. Your children are not involved in this yet. Mm-hmm. You will not say, because I'm fasting, I will not give them food. Mm-hmm. And you have to cook for them. You mm-hmm. could be cooking and not eat.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like this food example. that's very, very true. Now that you put it like that, it does. Wow. Oh, I need a mix. Wow.
Because for me, and then the thing is that devil is not the one guy. In Yoruba, they will say that he has power, but then he cannot offer you anything else. And then the power he has is to oppress you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times that I'm not somebody who really eats like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to fast, maybe a general fast has been called. Or, you just know that this is the time that you're supposed to set apart. I will be feeling the hunger from before I wake up. if you get what I mean. Before I wake up, and then I'm like, what is going on? But then I've noticed that if I'm able to hold on and press and pass a particular threshold
you will,
I can go the entire day not eating.
That's true.
And on a normal day, I mean, I can go 6 hours, 8 hours not eating until mm-hmm. maybe I give up home at night and then mm-hmm. just, but,
That's so true.
And then I don't remember the person that said it, is that the devil is trying to, whenever those things happen, it's because he knows what is waiting for you at the other side of obedience.
Yes,
he knows that if you stick to it, you would get the blessing that God has intended for you to
mm-hmm.
get. So he would try to, he cannot steal the blessing, but
he can prevent, put
stumbling blocks that will prevent mm-hmm. you from reaching it at the end of the day.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hey!
Yeah, so like you said, consecration is a sort of like a way that the Lord trains you. I
believe. Restrains you, keeps you in check.
Yeah. That's very, very profound. I really
And there are things that he would give you that are specific to where he's taking you to, specific to your destiny, specific to your calling, if mm-hmm. you're calling. Believe every one of us is called into one kind of ministry or the other. It doesn't have to be on the pulpit. That's one mistake that people also mm-hmm. make.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hold a microphone to be ministering. Ministry, yeah. Yes, to God's people.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah.
It was also, I'm so sorry. Fine, I was the same one that also said, because I listened to him a whole lot, and mm-hmm. then he's like, for example, if you are something, you don't have to take your prayer life seriously. There's a specific amount of, you know, requirement for that to keep your stamina in the spirit. But for mm-hmm. something, his consecration was his hair and staying away from strong drinks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Elijah or Elisha, you know that your own is prayer. Even mm-hmm. if you are bald, if you don't have hair on your head, that's mm-hmm. not what it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the destinies that are tied to you, you have to pray this specific amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And for Samson too, there were destinies that were tied to him. And it's not like it was in his hair. His hair was just the means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Wow,
it would be specific for different people.
That's the reason why it cannot be general.
There's nothing like a general consecration. There are things that maybe we do generally.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's also a kind of requirement. Like if you say fast,
mm-hmm.
as a Christian, you should have specific maybe or a particular day in a week that you fast,
mm-hmm.
that you set aside to, you know, just come out, yes, mm-hmm. and wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
These are just general things for, like, you know, just like breathing.
Yeah.
It's general. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very amazing. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Well, I think that you've already even answered the peculiarities of, like, consecration, how, and also, yes, it's very important for you to hear God. I feel like I've said this a lot, but I won't get tired of saying it. It's important for you to hear God, because if you cannot hear God, I mean, how are you going to hear the instruction or what he's leading you to do, what he's telling you to do,
from you,
what he expects from you? I really like that you started with what Minister Bejma said, that is obedience. Mm. Consecration is really obedience. Which day? Oh, it's not that far anymore. I said, what is it? Which day? It's not that far, but probably a few days ago that the Lord had told me something. God, I'm not going into details, no. I told me to do something. No, something I normally was doing, but this particular day I felt so tired. I had so many excuses. And there were good excuses, right?
They always are. They always usually are. Valid excuses.
And I was just like, Lord, today, honestly.
Mercy.
Yeah, it's just like,
Can this cup pass over me? Can I do it tomorrow?
Yeah, like, I will even do double tomorrow. But I just remembered Lawrence Oyer, there was one time he said that asking God, can I skip today and do double tomorrow, or can I skip 5 days and, you know, just pack everything in one day, it's just and like you carrying food. It's just like you carrying, like, a mountain of food, eating today and saying it will be enough for five different, like, for
after a few hours to digest.
It will finish. It will go out. It's going
and
to
be hungry gone. The next
and
day.
You'll be hungry again. Yeah. So he said that, like, that's it. So, I mean, I was just asking, like, God, please. And I've realized it's those days of your weakest strength.
Something is waiting for you.
It's those days. Kai, it's those days.
Kai.
Ah. Jesus. It's the days of your weakest strength, the days when you do not feel. That's a technology of Satan. Like, that's.
There's nothing else. He cannot touch that thing that God has, but he will stop you from getting it. Kai.
There is a bastard.
Kai. May Lord help us. May God keep helping us.
Amen. And it's also important to remember to lean on the strength of God, like, to lean upon his strength, because Paul said, I will boast in my weakness, because in my weakness your strength is made perfect.
I mean
the beauty in everything is that it's God that is giving you the strength to be able to keep that consecration and to stay in that consecration. Let me ask that question that the person asked. Do we ever come out of consecration? Is it something you come out of?
No.
The person actually even asked it in such a way that, for example, the Lord is telling me to go on a retreat. When do I know when to come out? That was the way the person asked.
He would tell you. He's the one who told you to go in. He'll tell you when he's done doing what he wants to do.
Yeah. And then, again, in case someone... Do you come out of consecrations?
Come out of...
For example, like, it's still the same thing. I wanted to give, like, the example you gave, the woman, for example, a married woman that the Lord told not eat every day for 6 months.
There are some that maybe are seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, because of, how do I put this? Seasonal in the sense that it's not every time that he'll ask you not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll ask you to, there's some people that he'll ask them that for 6 months, or let's not even go very far. Yeah. I don't know why this is my I'm waiting for what I need to do for this 6 months, but yeah, maybe that he wants to. What was I saying? I lost my train of thought.
That means the Lord would ask you.
Yeah, okay, maybe for something that is coming in the future, and he knows that he needs to prepare you for those things that will happen, so he will take time in the present to prepare you for them, so that when those things eventually come, and those things that will come to, it's not like they will last your lifetime, but then there are some that for as long as you live. Samson's own.
From birth
to death. I believe that moment that he died, figuratively, was when his hair was cut. And there are some consecrations that if you don't keep them, The sugar your eyes will see. The shaggy your eyes will see. It would have been better if you had just done it than for you to... I don't even know how to even start counting, but God help me. It would have just been better if you did, if you obeyed, mm-hmm. if you obey, mm-hmm. because you, at the end of the day, you have yourself to blame.
Yes, that's true.
You have yourself to blame. God. It's giving me PTSD.
it's really the truth. Oh, it's the truth. The consecrations are
consecrations. It's for your own good at the end of the day.
It's for your good.
Because
it's for your good. And it's like, first of all, it's not, I think another thing is, it's not about you. I don't know how best to put it. Like,
it's not about it's you, not, but it's for
it's
you.
For you. Yes.
At it's about how God day, can help you.
You. Yeah. To be useful in his babshe. It's for your good. You see your consecrations. God precious. It's for you.
I want you to like just say to yourself, it's for my good. Whenever the instruction comes, of course it will not be easy, and that's why mm-hmm. we have the Holy Spirit. He doesn't expect us to do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he did, he would not send the Holy Spirit to help us.
Yeah,
he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now that you talk about the Holy Spirit, how to remain like steady in your consecration? How do you stay steady practically and you know in general?
Well, the only way to get better at something is to do it. The only way to be a good sportsman is to, you know, train daily. The only way to learn how to cook is to cook. Try mm-hmm. new recipes. The mm-hmm. only way to be better at, you know, praying is to pray. Mm-hmm. You cannot say, oh, I'm reading this book on prayer. When you read it, you have to go ahead and practicalize what it is that you have read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after you have received instruction from God, I believe, okay, even before you receive the instruction, you have to be in Him. I think we mentioned that earlier. So you have to make this conscious decision to be for God, mm-hmm. to give your life to Him, and then it's like you're handing Him the wheel. When we say Jesus take the wheel, it's like
literally
yes. So He takes the wheel, and then you cannot have two drivers. There, mm-hmm. you can never see a car that has two steering wheels, mm-hmm. except maybe training wheels. But yeah, if you want the Lord to take over your life, give Him the wheel and you sit in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Although there's this expression that you say, passenger seat driver. Mm-hmm. They're not the ones that are driving. They're sitting in the passenger seat, but you're giving the driver instructions. Like, just sit down. Will you take the wheel from my hand? Yeah. So yeah, you have to give Jesus the wheel, and then mm-hmm. wherever He wants you to go, whatever it is, you have to also build a relationship, because mm-hmm. if you don't have a relationship with Him, first of all, you will not hear anything. Yeah. That He will not even talk to you. Yeah. It's just like the highest you can say is hi and bye.
Mm-hmm.
For maybe like somebody you just know in general, this person. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe you see them in church, you know, and that's all. You just wave, or you see them in school somewhere, and then, this person looks familiar. I just say hi, how are you at most, mm-hmm. and then you go your way. But if it's somebody you have a relationship with, the moment you see them walk into the room mm-hmm. or you see each other, you hug them, you smile, your face brightens up. So mm-hmm. you have to have a relationship with Him, and then He now begins to share things with you.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to, you know, share burdens mm-hmm. with you. I think we're already going to the deep part now, but yeah, He begins to, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's so beautiful when He can, you know, really be naked with you. I think it was mm-hmm. you, my woman of God, that shared this. It's you. I have it on record. It is on record, man. Don't run from the Lord. That imagine God being naked with you. It's just like husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe the wife is wearing, you know, jeans, certain like another, and then the husband is naked. It's not balanced. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to come to a place where you can literally rub minds together, and then when you do that, He now, you know, tells you that this is what you can do to help me. This is mm-hmm. what you can do to see to it that my plans are fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
because flesh will always stand in the way.
Always.
And God is spirit. We cannot relate with spirit. True by flesh. Yes. Yeah. So it has mm-hmm. to be like, you have to be just imagine a scale, and then on one end there's like maybe a stone, and the other one there's feathers. Mm, it will definitely tilt to one side. Mm-hmm. So you have to find a balance. You have to find a way to meet him halfway. So he, and then I also remember that it could be that God is helping you to shed this extra weight. There are things that maybe you don't need to carry. There are things that you don't, that will not help you run this race. And the only way you can do that is to consecrate yourself, is to separate yourself and, you know, latch onto something else. Carry a lighter yoke, carry a lighter burden.
Yeah, that's so true. Wow. Wow.
I don't know where these things are coming from. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's oil. That's very well. That's very, very profound. Wow, that's amazing. As you were speaking, I just remember there's one of my... She's like my mother. Yeah, there's something she used to say, that you cannot hear the tick of the clock in the midst of the crowd. So for you to be able to hear, or because another thing that consecration does is bring you closer to the Father, I believe. Because I mean, like you said, come out and be separate. As you said, that's literally consecration.
You're not doing what the whole world Everybody is doing.
Yes, and it might seem like you're crazy. I've heard someone share consecration with me. I myself.
You were like, what? What is that? What are you talking about? I could never.
I was like, God, you're dealing with men. What? Hey, God. Anyway,
you hear it and you shift your bones. To me, that I have this one, I'm still complaining.
I'm playing.
I haven't started.
Seriously, no, but honestly, yeah, so it might not make sense to a lot of people,
and even to you until maybe you now start seeing the results, the fruits that come from it. So sorry to continue. I remember I'll remind you, but I think also it was about someone that said that there are some realms, there are some things you will not be able to touch, there are some results you'll not be able to command if you don't have the passcode, and the passcode could be blood will be, or actually is, blood dripping on your altar. It's sacrifice. It's things that you had to set aside for God. Some people, their consecration is to empty their bank account as soon as your salary enters.
Yes.
I'm like, excuse me, sir. 100% is not even enough yet. We are holding on to the grace to pay 10% and offerings. Nah, you're saying 100%. So come on, let me go hungry now. So come on, let me be living on the streets now. But then when the fruits from that obedience begin to manifest, you will look like you were doing juju.
It's true. That's
it would be like film trick. That's why it pays to obey. Mr. Veshma, thank you very much, sir. Obey. So you were saying that your mommy, she said that you cannot hear the tick of the clock in the crowd.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. But yes,
you have to separate yourself.
You have to come out, and it will be where.
And that's how you can hear God. Yes,
yes, that's how you be able to hear God. And God doesn't speak to many men. Oh, I remember someone dared to me once. He usually said that I know we're in this meeting together, but God is not going to speak to all of us together. Kai. He's going to speak to one person. He's always going to speak to individuals, not to groups. And I remember that was so deep. But yes, God is always speaking. It's you that needs to listen and hear for what instruction. What do you want me to do in this season? What do you want me to do from? What do you want me to do?
I remember something from last Sunday inauguration service. It was Bishop Vitaly. He said, prayer is not something you do to ask God what he's going to do next. It's to ask him what you going to should do next. Kai.
Jesus.
Kai. You are men of graces in this world. Epos, Lord. Epos.
Oh God, it's true. What can I do next? Like, where do you need me next? What can I do next? And you know, there was this time we were joking that there was this meme I saw on Instagram where they were like that when you pray to God for $10 billion, that one does not come, but the moment you start praying, break me. The moment you start praying, break me, send me,
squeeze me, Lord.
And the answer for those prayers comes.
Oh my God. It's true, because Kai, for someone that said it, my man of God, I said very grace, that what you are looking for is also looking for you, but not this version of
not
you.
Yeah,
so the 10 billion that you're looking for is looking for you, precious, but not this precious. It's looking for refined and reformed, upgraded precious.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true.
So this consecration is to mold you into what it is that he wants you to be eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot carry a burden for nations. You cannot minister mm-hmm. to nations when today you are up, tomorrow you are down, you are mm-hmm. falling today, you are asking for forgiveness tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very true. And also, there was someone that, Stephanie, okay, she once said that God... Of course, I mean, like you said, God does know. He sees the end from the beginning.
Mm.
So what he's looking for, what he's looking at, I honestly like to imagine it that, I'm going to go back to what she said, but I like to imagine it that there are two Preciouses, for example, let me raise myself. There are two Deborahs. There are two Deborahs, for example. There is the version that God is seeing at the end.
That's what just came to my mind right now.
Deborah that's walking on this journey and he's looking and he's like, no, there's still,
it's not the same. You know, when they ask you to duplicate your password, when you're trying to say the password, maybe just one letter was wrong.
Something
you say the password is incorrect, the password does not match. You have to erase it and start again until it looks like we behold until we are
calm.
That verse in the Bible that says looking into
a mirror,
beholding him as if we are looking at ourselves.
That's so true. Yeah, so I was saying, Stephanie, she said that God's ideas are not man's ideas. Sort of like God is not looking, you are looking at the needs that you have now.
Mm.
God is looking for the needs of the next generation.
Mm.
He's hearing their cries already.
Already.
So he's giving you solutions now
so
that you will carry that solution into that next generation.
God.
So you are here complaining, and she was actually talking about the different thing, working on the ideas that the Lord has given. That the Lord has given to you. But anyway, I also feel like that applies here. You're here going through breaking and pressing and squeezing and refining.
I'm pruning.
Okay.
Have you seen when they are pruning all these fruits?
Flowers, really?
Kai.
But a molding of clay. Kai. I think that's a perfect example. I was watching poetry. I like watching poetry videos because I like to imagine, oh God, it's
me. What is doing to me? When my ear is aching me, it's because God is adding more water to soften me and break me.
Thank you.
Kai.
And then if it doesn't work, it just scatters truth.
And truth. Like, it's the way they slow me back on
you. Thank you. Okay,
why? Poor clay.
Oh, God.
Aye.
But yeah, so there's a version of you that is going to fit into his plan. Wow. There's a version of you that's going to fit into his plan for the next generation. And that's why.
And until you look like it,
you're not going anywhere.
He will not even stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Another thing is skipping or trying to find shortcuts. Trying to find shortcuts. Who was the person? Hey, somebody recently, one of our men of God.
English Temple.
I don't know whether it's Grace Temple or Agency of Shape. That was saying, like, you cannot skip a class with God. Hey, was somebody on the... Who was the person?
On the internet?
No, I'm seeing the person walk. I don't remember who. Who is the person? I don't remember who. But there was somebody I was listening to. And the person was saying that with God, you can't skip any class. So, for example, if you were in grade 2 and somehow you found your way about... Grade 2, you skip the class now. Second, in primary school, you could jump class.
I jumped from primary 4, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't know primary 5 and 6.
Wow.
I
jumped just 6. Anyway, how you can maybe jump. So maybe you found a way, your own manly devices, you found a way to skip grade 2. When you get up there, he will bring you back. to that class, you will
you may even want to beg that. See, F me.
Think we just
I think I skipped the class. I need to go back and do Adrabotka. When the profession is an idea.
Oh my god. Oh my god, yeah. So it's just advisable to go through with God's instruction, how he told you to. And God's instructions are most times very, very specific. He will give you very specific instructions on how to do, on how to go about the consecration that he has placed on you. Wow. Are there anything you want to add? Anything you want to add?
No, just first of all, when you I'll just say that when find yourself, okay, how do I put this? First of all, build a relationship with him, because that's the only way you can even get specific instructions.
Yeah.
I think it was Apostle Romeo's site that said if your walk with God doesn't cost you anything, then you're not really walking with God. Mm-hmm. You're just a Christian, you're just existing.
Mm-hmm.
But he will begin to place demands on you. It's the Bible that said that a son that the father loves, he chastises. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't, all those people that you see that they spoil their children, they're preparing them for doom and destruction. If you love a child, you would train them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be violent, yeah? Yeah, sometimes that violence is the only way. But yeah, he would. So first of all, be in Christ. Confess him as your Lord and Savior, genuinely, because it's like a leap from darkness into light, literally, it's transitioning. And after you do that, you now begin to seek his face earnestly. You ask him for what he would have you do, because I think it's also Apostle Rami that I think the anointing from the I've now moved into. He said you can be false. There's a difference between being false and being fake. So if you're false, it could be that you what you're doing is not what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like opposite of false is truth. So if you're not in Christ and you lose track, that's being false. But if you're fake, it came into my mind when you're talking about looking for shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
You're fake, it means that you have decided to abandon God. Because you can be genuinely out of God's will, thinking that this is what he would have you do. That's false. Mm-hmm. There's remedy for that one. Mm-hmm. But if you're fake, it means you have created an alternative route by yourself for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You now begin to do things that are not in line with God's will at all, that cannot be found in the Bible. So make sure that you are not fake.
Mm-hmm.
You can be false. And then when the Lord opens your eyes to see that what you're doing is not what he would have you do, you ask for mercy and retrace your steps and go back to what he would have you do.
Mm-hmm.
So be in Christ, foster a relationship with him, and make sure, just like friendship, if you are somebody I just know, I can say hi, hello, probably would just say happy birthday on your birthday. But if you're my friend, Kai, you the way you treat them is different. The way you think about them is different. You are touched specially in your heart for them. You are moved. And then you now start in that place of fostering a relationship, you now begin to ask what he'll have you do. How can I be a better friend to you? Because it's not a one-way thing.
Yeah.
You have to reciprocate what he is giving out. And it's in that place that he now begins to give you instructions. He begins to lead you in certain consecrations and tells you things that he wants you to do, which are not easy, by the way. But with the Holy Spirit on our side, we can do all things. We can. Those are like the basic steps, I think. And then as you... And then also make sure you are surrounded by people who have similar... similar mindset. Not that you decide to fast today and your friend is saying, excuse me, are you on a diet? Like, exactly, what is it? Why? And then they bring food and start to tempt you.
Thank you. That's really true.
So you may try as much as possible to surround yourself with people of like minds, especially if you are new to this. Look for people who have gone ahead of you, who have more experience. You don't have to. Experience is good, but it doesn't have to be your own. You can learn from it, but it doesn't have to be your own. Can learn from other people's experiences. That's why God has sent people ahead of us, so that you pick from them, because we most likely would make the same mistakes or have gone through the things that you'd likely go through now. So we know And then we can tell you what to do, how to avoid it. But most ultimately, it's the Holy Spirit that can help you.
Yes.
So surround yourself with people that have the same mindset as you, people that are doing the things that you want to see yourself doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tap from them. They will drop off on you one way or another.
Yes.
Yeah. Make the Holy Spirit your closest friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ask him. You can talk to him 1 million times a week. He's always on the hotline.
Yes.
He's not 1 million. You don't have to buy credit to call him.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Speak to him like you're speaking to someone sitting right beside you. Then I found out that I was like, what? What? And yeah, it's great.
It's great.
He speaks back.
He does.
He speaks back. He's not a wooden image or. Beautiful. Yeah, he speaks back. Just calm down and listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's very true. Thank you very much. That's a beautiful summary of like everything that we've talked about. And also, I would also add to that, that remember that it is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like remember that all of the things that the Lord is putting you through is not because he's a wicked God,
mm-hmm.
but because he does not like you.
Yeah, but he loves you very much, is why he's doing it in the first place.
So much, yes. So just try, remember that he's doing a quick work in you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we just pray for everyone out there who is going through a season of refining, a season of making, that the Lord gives you the strength to stay in that.
Yeah.
In that place until you look like what he's seeing on the other side, like what until you look like the image that he is seeing.
Yeah.
And may he grant grace to just keep you in the place of your consecration. And for those who feel like
it may not be pleasing to my flesh,
God,
but I choose your way. Kai. It's not easy, that one I would say.
It's not easy.
Mm.
That's why the Holy Ghost is there to help you. Yeah. And for those of us who feel like they don't know what exactly the Lord is asking them to do, I pray that God opens your eyes and your ears to hear and know and see what he's requiring of you in this season. So thank you very much again for listening up until this moment. It was very nice to have you here with us. Do well to give us a rating on Spotify and what's the other one, Apple Podcasts. It helps to get the podcast out there. And also do well to share your comments on Telegram. Even on Spotify, you can actually comment on Spotify too. And then let us know what you learns, let us know what you think, let us know, tell your story, basically
how
Kai. Tell your story if you've learned lessons the hard way, the easy way, however, in the place of consecration, just let us know.
Amen.
So that others too can learn from you. Your
how you've changed over the years.
Yes.
Like a butterfly that's evolving.
Sometimes
I look at myself, I'm like, me. Really?
Thank you.
God
is really
thank God for grace.
Thank God for grace. Thank God for growth. Fire is good.
Kai, my sister. My sister. If fire burn you. If it burn you. You'll be shouting and screaming, but when you cut gold. Hard. It's sturdy. It's brilliant. It's resilient. You can't easily now break it again.
Exactly.
It's beautiful to behold.
Yes.
And everybody wants it. You know, start to rush it. And then the your price tag now increases.
Mm-hmm. You're not like that Korean pastor that came to preach.
Mm.
How you become like you're no longer like a product that is bought in a store. You're not a masterpiece that people go to.
Can be a monument in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Priceless.
Kai,
stay in your concentration now.
Stay.
Because for you that God is seeing is not you that you are now.
Yes. And you can't even see it.
You cannot
think.
There's some people that are deep shallow, my sister, that the Lord now shows them that look, this is where you are now, and this is what I'm taking you to. So And I think it's also for them
to help them
yeah. to stay that, okay, I have a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. There is somewhere I need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Like bodybuilding. There are some people that maybe they are doing it to grow muscles, or people that are doing it to like maybe lose weight or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is some, they usually have, like my friend, she would always have a mood board. Like our pastor would say, you cannot feature in the future, you cannot picture.
Excited you mentioned it. I'm sorry.
I still thought about it this morning. Like, have a goal in mind that goal be God's goal.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see through His lens what He's seeing, it will help you to stay. It will help you go through the process until you are formed, until you look like what He wants you to be.
We could go on and on and on. Thank God. So thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
That Debbie.
Such an honor. It's a good privilege. Thank you.
Really appreciate. Yeah. So thank you to everyone. Or thank you that's listening. Have an amazing week. And see you. Remember to share, of course. And see you next week, Monday, hopefully. Fingers crossed. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.